Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We pride ourselves on The Real Enjoyment, on combining quality and variety. But last week we almost died from an overabundance of bossa nova. So this week I've pressed the variety button very hard, and the quality one too, of course. A lovely, gentle intro to the show, the title song of a new Fresh Sound album. Actually, it's a subsidiary label of theirs called Fresh Sound New Talent. I've bought a number of them recently and all are excellent. I'll feed in extracts from most of them over the coming weeks. That was Pension Almayer, written and arranged by the pianist leader of this December 2017 recording session, Baptiste Bailey, with Ailes Cesarini bass and David Gadia percussion. The vocal chorus was also by them and helped by Roxanne Arnold. We got a good response to a recent number by Fat John Sextet. Well, Fat John is back and live. Thank you. Amazingly, appallingly, I should say, that's one of only three tracks that he, Fat John, recorded that were released in his lifetime. Ray Bryant's Chicken and Dumplings, recorded where else but the Railway Hotel, West Hampstead, July 62. Dave Castle, tenor, John Pritchard, trumpet, John Mumford, trombone, Ronnie Duff, piano, Vernon Brown, bass, and the leader, Fat John, also known as John Ambrose Cox, on drums. A great drummer and bandleader, who, despite his self-titled image of the jolly fat man, was quite nervous and insecure. He really deserves to be better remembered. Well, we do that, certainly. Here's a real jazz standard, given a twist or two. Yes, I'm sure you recognised Errol Garner's timeless Misty, given a bluesy treatment by a sextet led by tenor man Eddie Lockjaw Davis at the Nice Jazz Festival, July 78. As is often the case at these festivals, the musos were forever changing between bands. This was an eight-day festival, and Lockjaw turned up on five separate days in a different lineup each time. On this occasion, July 7th, it was Lockjaw tenor, he said unnecessarily, Harry Sweet's Edison trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Jerry Wiggins piano, Major Holly bass, and Oliver Jackson drums. The Black and Blue record label have just released a series of albums under the Nice Jazz 1978 heading. It was obviously a fantastic festival. Wish I'd been there. I was lucky enough. I say lucky. I bought tickets. So it wasn't exactly lucky. Anyway, I was fortunate enough to see the great Houston Person live at the Pizza Express Soho last week. Romberg Hammerstein standard Lover, Come Back to Me. That was a Rudy Van Gelder October 2005 recording for the High Note label, one of several that these two maestros made together. They being Houston Person tenor and Ron Carter bass. Just before the recording session, they spent a couple of hours chatting about what songs they'd play, the tempos, the keys, and then straight into the studio with Rudy. They somehow managed to make the lack of other instruments into a benefit. Magical. I was so impressed with this week's gig that I'm going to feature Houston again later in the show in another lineup. But now we need a vocal.
tell everybody just how you've been sending me. Now, now, if that's your secret, well, you better keep it to yourself. 'Cause if you tell me, pretty baby, well, I just might tell somebody else. Well, I ain't never loved, Lord, and I hope I never will. 'Cause this loving proposition sure to get somebody killed.
Jay McShann, born in Muskogee, Oklahoma, but forever associated with Kansas City musically. He started in KC in a trio, but that soon led to a sextet and then to a big band, and a big band that included a young Charlie Parker. McShann's piano style is steeped in the blues and boogie-woogie. Cherry Red was recorded in Kansas City, Missouri, in May 99, when Jay was a mere 83-year-old. He died in his adopted KC when he was 90. Cherry Red had that classic line, "Eagle Rock, Mama, till my face turns cherry red." Goodness, what was Mama doing to the poor boy? McShann piano, as well as vocals, Ahmad Aladdin tenor, Sonny Kenner guitar, Gerald Spate bass, Todd Strait drums. "Eagle Rock Me, Mama, But I Must Be Home by Tea Time." Here's another fresh sound, new talent CD. Thank you. The title of this album first, Rye Paz Quartet plays Gypsy. Yes, the story of the famous stripper, Gypsy Rose Lee, which was the Jules Stein-Stephen Sondheim collaboration. It's a musical that's been largely overlooked by jazz musos. Individual songs appear from time to time, certainly, but seldom the whole song list. This was recorded in Barcelona, August 2017, and we heard Let Me Entertain You, Rye Paz guitar, Tony Saigi piano, Pau Sala bass, and Andrew Pitarch drums. All new names to me, but they certainly fit the fresh sound new talent target spot on. Here's a much covered Bobby Timmons compo. You guessed it.
Thank you.
No, nothing quite matches the Jazz Messengers' original of Moaning, and I played this version from March 63 for a number of reasons. It's a great song, firstly, but this is 63, and in the UK, what were conventional boundaries between jazz, R&B and so-called beat music were beginning to blur, as this lineup illustrates well. The leader and pianist is Johnny Birch, who up until this recording was better known as a songwriter, principally for Georgie Fame. The Nigerian Mike Falama trumpet. John Mumford is back again on trombone. He was on Fat John's Chicken and Dumplings earlier, if you remember. Stan Robinson tenor, Miff Mool baritone, and also Graham Bond alto, Jack Bruce bass, Ginger Baker drums. That was broadcast on the BBC's Jazz Club, but perhaps not the best recording quality of all time. As an aside, it's a shame Graham Bond didn't feature his alto playing more often. Fabulous solo work by him there. And here's another of our all-time fave songs. But again, it's not a simple, straightforward interpretation. Thank you. Yes, that was, but only just at times, in the wee small hours of the morning. The leader is the drummer Ari Honig, but he obligingly leaves pianist Nitai Hershkovitz to take pretty much all of the spotlight, and on drums or barraquette, recorded at the Big Orange Sheep Studio in Brooklyn, New York, in November 2017. But the album, titled Connor's Day, was only released in the May of this year. Here's that other Houston person number. Thank you. Perhaps more what we'd expect from Tenorman Houston Person, a big, slow ballad. But I have to tell you, when he plays a blues on stage, he can immediately turn into a honker, and so forceful that he really doesn't need a mic. But the lovely traditional song, Shenandoah, doesn't need honking. Was there ever a better song? I love it. I find it quite emotional. That was another Rudy Van Gelder engineered recording, Feb 97, with Joey DeFrancesco Hammond B3, Rodney Jones guitar, Tracy Wormuth on electric bass. She really comes from a musical family. Father Jimmy drums, brother James drums, sister Mary singer. Lastly, Bernard Pretty Purdy drums on Shenandoah. The liner notes describe the song as the American equivalent of Danny Boy, an apt description, I think. Here's the first appearance of singer Gail Winters on our show, and just listen to the amount of personal pain she can put into Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little, why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me. They allow you to go, but when you're near, there's such an air of spring about here. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about you. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye, can hear, well, the light. somewhere begin to sing about you. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time. We say goodbye.
Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye from 1944. Originally, the second E in Every Time was replaced by an apostrophe. Over the years, that's disappeared, so it's now back to the full spelling. And Cole Porter is no longer with us to either complain or correct. This is a July 98 New York recording. Gail Winters, the daughter of a preacher in the Nazarene Church, and sadly she suffered a number of misfortunes in her career. When it regularly appeared, she was close to really breaking through. For instance, she recorded a great album for RCA, but then a big political change at the top of RCA shelved it. This Naxos jazz album called My Shining Hour does feature Gail on some very upbeat songs, but goodness, she can do pained. Gordon Brisker flute here, tenor on other songs. Bill Cunliffe piano, Joe Puma guitar, Ed Howard bass, and Danny D'Imperio drums. But goodbye, we must say, Gail, as here's Duke Ellington. Thank you. inevitably a Duke Ellington compo, Telstar, no relation to the Tornado's big hit of the same name and the same year, 62. Do you remember that one? Better not to, really. This Telstar, the Telstar, featured firstly Johnny Hodges on alto, then Harry Carney baritone, and onto Paul Gonsalves, tenor, riding above the chanting plunger-muted trombones. Four trombones, and I'd argue the best trombone section ever. Britt Woodman, Buster Cooper, Chuck Connors, and the majestic Lawrence Brown. Ellington played the piano intro before handing the keyboard over to Billy Strayhorn. And yes, that was the one and only recording of Telstar, and it's on Volume 3 of the Private Collection. Another vocal.
Now let me tell you that I came home so late last night. Look, by far, no one's inside. Guess that I'll investigate. Who's been keeping my baby out late? Burnt toast, black coffee. Burnt toast, black coffee. Burnt toast, black coffee. Yeah, that's all he left for me. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner too. I used to see it across from you, but now I face an empty tear. You are gone and I wonder where.
I'm eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
I'm eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
I'm eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee. Yeah.
Loved that. Hip in that West Side Story fingersnapping way. And it's yet another Fresh Sound album, this time their Swing Alley subsidiary, recorded in 2018 in Barcelona and just released. The album is called This Joint's Too Hip for Me, which is certainly not the case for this quartet, with the name Magnolia. Miriam Swanson is the singer, and I assume she's also the leader, really. Liner notes are sparse to the point of the playlist. Francesc Capella, piano, Paco Wet, bass, and Xavier Hinojosa, drums. This is a wonderfully happy album, strongly recommended. But sadly, that's all we have time for this week. No, not quite true. I'm going to replace our regular theme song, Milestones, with another version and a slightly extended play. Johnny Birch is back on piano with Hank Shaw, trumpet, Ken Ray, trombone, Ray Swinfield, alto, Peter King, tenor, Harry Klein, baritone, Jeff Klein, bass, Mike Scott, drums. November 65. Milestones. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.